Hello and welcome back to From 350 to A0, where we slow down a little and just have a little chat. Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode with me, where we talk about all things racing, right? And this time we had the Hungarian GP in Budapest, so yeah, let's just get straight into it. Alright, so for this episode specifically, I'm not going to be talking about free practice sessions, but like this one only, because I don't feel like it, firstly, and secondly, nothing too dramatic, nothing too major like happened throughout the sessions, apart from the fact that Perez somehow managed to crash in the first free practice session, which is like, yeah, he did that. Then there was a red flag after that, and then there was rain, so the cars weren't mostly on track because of the rain and due to the red flag from the beginning because of Perez. And then free practice 2 and free practice 3 was just like nothing too major, nothing too dramatic. So we're just going to get into qualifying straight on, because that was way more interesting. But when it comes to qualifying, it was, as I said before, way more interesting, because I'm just going to tell you the results and then we're going to talk about what happened. So basically, Lewis Hamilton himself, Sir Lewis Hamilton, got pole position. Then Max came in P2, Lando Norris came in P3, Piastri came in P4, then in P5 was Joe. I know. Then in P6 was Leclerc, P7 Bottas, P8 Alonso, P9 Perez. Once again, I know, fucking the man got into Q3 finally. P10 Hulk, P11 Sainz, P12 Ocon, P13 Danny Ric, P14 Lance Stroll, P15 Gasly, P16 Albon, P17 Tsunoda, then P18 Russell, P19 Magnussen, P20 Sargent. So basically, for this qualifying session, we had like mandatory tires, which is like in Q1, all cars were supposed to be like, they had to be on hard tires. Then in Q2, all cars were on mediums. And in Q3, everybody had to be on softs. So like this whole format, we were supposed to have this format in Imola, but because Imola was canceled, so they put it off until Hungary for some reason. We had this format in Hungary this weekend, and honestly, I kind of like this format of qualifying, because like, but at the same time I didn't. So here's why. Basically, firstly, like, it's interesting, it's really interesting, it's something different. Like, it also puts all of the cars, like all of the teams, quite kind of in equal terms when it comes to like, oh, strategy, he's going to do that, he's going to be quicker on those tires, he's going to be quicker on those. And then like teams play with the strategies and they basically put the tires which they think their car is going to be working best with. But now they're all on equal tires and basically they just gotta work with what they have. And here's why it's interesting, because like, fucking Alfa Romeos, they were so fast on the hard tires for some reason. Like, and the track, it was something with the track. It's probably like their car is track specific and Hungary fits them. And at the same time, those hard tires were like, I don't know, bro. Joe set a fast lap and he was like basically on pole position in Q1, because he was faster even than Verstappen on hards. Like, where? I didn't expect that on my bingo card, honestly. What the hell? I was so amazed by the fact that, like, what? And the fact that both Alfa Romeos made it into Q3 was even more amazing. Like, come on, they were back markers, they were nowhere, they couldn't get themselves like good starting positions, good grid positions for the race from the beginning of the season, and now look what we have. But this is where my counter attack comes. Like, when you put everybody on the same tire, of course, like, the best teams are going to get into Q2 or Q3, because like their cars are already good, they're already fast. And like for Red Bull, like for example, we all know that they don't care, they will still get themselves into Q2 if you put them on hard tires. So you get what I'm trying to get at here? I hope so. But yeah, so like, it's interesting, but at the same time, like, come on. We all know that the Red Bulls, not both of the Mercedes made it into Q1 because Russell didn't. He started P18, but he probably would have because he had traffic. He was really mad. And as he said, no tires. I remembered Alonso. No grip, no tires, and we're out of the points. So you can try to do whatever, but I don't care. Yeah, so that was basically Russell in Q1 because he was out. He had traffic, he couldn't set a fast lap, and yeah, that was it basically. So yeah, so out of Q1, Albon didn't make it, Tsunoda didn't make it, Russell didn't make it, Magnussen and Sargent too. Sargent, I honestly didn't even make a single note about Sargent, and I don't know why and what happened with Sargent. I need to check, honestly. So I double checked. Basically, Sargent just ran wide and basically ruined his own lap, so that's why he was out. He wasn't good enough on hards. Okay, so then Q2, we had all cars on medium tires, and basically out of Q2 were Sainz, Ocon, Danny Rick, Stroll, and Gasly. So Stroll wasn't able to, he from P15 only made it to P13. Then Sainz was knocked out because Bottas from the bottom half made it into the top 4. And then Leclerc made it into the top 15. So basically he... No, top 10, I'm sorry. So he basically, Leclerc knocked his teammate out. So that's why Sainz didn't make it. Then Gasly had his lap time deleted. And that's why he was also out. Yeah, so Danny Rick wasn't able to set a faster time too. Gasly had his lap time deleted, and Ocon was also out. So then we had like a couple of lap times deleted. I even made a few notes like of the drivers that I noticed that had lap times deleted. There was probably more, but like Piastri, Alex, Sargent, Joe, Norris, Verstappen even had a lap time deleted, so that's why he needed to start again, because like he set a really good lap in Q2 but then was dropped back down because like he went over track limits. Also, Bottas and Stroll had a little incident in Q1, which was noted by the stewards and was supposed to be investigated after the session. But like, I wasn't able to find anything concerning that because like, the session ended, and even in the Formula One app, in the official F1 app, like there was nothing there when it comes to like when you come into the app and click on qualifying and lap by lap, and there was like these notifications of the like impeding between those two, and it was supposed to be investigated after the session, but like there was nothing there. So I wasn't able to find anything on Twitter too, because like people weren't talking about it for some reason. So yeah, I don't know what was that about, but maybe they investigated like the whole incident between them after the session, and maybe they decided that it wasn't worth investigating or giving penalties for. So yeah, maybe that's what happened. Okay, so when it comes to Q3, every car that's left on the grid had to be on mandatory soft tires. So Sir Lewis Hamilton had the pole position, P2 Max, P3 Norris, P4 Piastri, P5 Joe, congrats to Joe, P6 Leclerc. Okay, that's okay from Ferrari, that's okay. At least one car into Q3 in the top 10. P7 Bottas, P8 Alonso, P9 Perez, and P10 Hulkenberg. Hulkenberg, yeah. That's the joke that was going on before the race weekend, because the man dyed his hair blonde and kind of looked like Ken, and the Barbie premiere was on, so you can connect the dots yourself. But Joe and Bottas, the two Alfa Romeos, made it into Q3, which was fucking amazing, and on softs, like, they were flying, basically. Congrats to them. Then Perez made it into Q3 too, finally, because he wasn't there for the past 6 races, which was, like, embarrassing. My man, what were you doing? Finally, you made it. Congrats. Then Alonso. The man somehow rolls himself into Q3 and somehow gets a place between the top 10. He somehow does, but like the Alonso hype train
has died down so quickly because Aston Martins are nowhere. And we can tell because Stroll, he started from P14. So yeah, Alonso is basically carrying the team. Then the two McLarens, P3 Norris and P4 Piastri. The Tractors, the team that had a nickname for being the Tractors. Ferrari are the clowns. Red Bulls are basically the illegal rocket ship owners. McLarens are where? The Tractors. Fernando Alonso hype train, not even Aston Martin, but like Daddy's Money and Fernando Alonso hype train. El Plan basically. Mercedes, the Brit-Sadies. The Americans, which are not even American. I'm talking about the Hasses. The Williams with their history, who are basically nowhere. The sister team of Red Bull, which are basically the copycats who can't copy and have the shittiest car on the grid, somehow hiring Danny Ric and getting him to out-qualify his teammate. I went so off track. We are talking about qualifying, not the stupid nicknames that the teams are given. Yeah, so basically, Hulkenberg was somehow able to get himself also into Q3, which basically, I saw some rumors that baby girl is definitely staying with Haas, but Magnussen might not be. Because, like, of course, Hulkenberg somehow always out-qualifies his teammate, somehow always manages to finish higher than his teammate Magnussen. So, Gunther was kind of giving off these, I don't know, quotes that, yeah, Hulkenberg, we're definitely signing another contract with him, but Magnussen, we'll see. So, yeah. We'll definitely see, because Hulkenberg was able to get into the top 10 and Magnussen didn't. He basically started from P19 in Hungary. What else? Leclerc, don't even want to talk about it. So yeah, that concludes our top 10 and let's just get straight into the race.
Alright, so now that we're done with qualifying, it's finally the time to talk about the actual race, like the actual show of the whole weekend. So, we had Verstappen win once again, of course, and we had also the team of Red Bull achieve and break the record-winning 12th win of the season, 12th win in a row, because it was previously held by McLaren since the 80s from Prost and Senna, and now Max broke it and snatched the record, so that's amazing. And I mean, of course, as long as Max will be in the sport, like as long as he's going to be in the sport, the team will probably break more and more records by dominating the sport. We're here to talk about the race this time, the Hungarian GP race specifically, not about the records that Red Bull are going to break this weekend. But yeah, congrats to them, because it's honestly like people didn't think that the record was going to be broken, but now they did it, so congrats to them. But okay, turn one, the whole talk of the race was turn one, because fucking both Alpines took each other out. I'm sorry, they didn't, but like the whole incident was Zhou from the start, he had some brake system failure, something, he wasn't able to have a good start when the lights went out. So basically, because of that brake system failure, he had a slow start. So Bottas was supposed to overtake him and he did. And then a bunch of people like jumped through the grid, overtook Zhou, and because of the brake system failure, my man went into Ricardo's ass, pushed him. Ricardo went into Ocon, which basically lost his cool, and he started sliding around and basically went into Gasly, and they both took each other out. That's why basically they had a double DNF. So they just, the team called the both Alpines in the pits and the race was over for them. So another double DNF, which they already had two double DNFs in Austria and in Silverstone, which is not looking good for the both of the Alpines, and now another one. So yeah, devastating. Danny Ric dropped back because he was starting from P13 and then dropped back to P18 just because of that incident with Zhou. And Zhou also dropped back and Bottas also dropped back. But the people that gained places
where. Basically, Sainz gained 5 places, Stroll gained 4 places, Tsunoda gained even 6 places, Magnussen gained 6 places, but the ones that lost places were Zhou. He lost basically 11 places just because of that incident. Danny Ric lost 5, as I said before, he ended up in P18, and then Bottas lost 5 places. Just because of that contact with Ricardo, Zhou was given a 5-second penalty, which he had to serve in the pits, and he did. On top of that, he also had a slow stop, which I think it was 9.4 seconds? 9.7, yeah. It was a slow stop, and on top of that, he was serving his 5-second penalty. Then we had an amazing battle with Alonso and Perez. They were basically fighting for P7 because Perez, he was coming through the whole grid from the back. Not from the back, but he was like, my man Perez started from P9 because of qualifying, and basically he was coming through the grid from P9 and he was fighting with Alonso for P7. Alonso didn't give up so easily, like as we see drivers just giving up and basically letting the Red Bulls pass. Alonso didn't do, and basically he was defending really nicely, but at the end, of course, Perez is driving a Red Bull, so Alonso couldn't do much, and he had to basically not give up, but give up the place. So yeah, Perez overtook him, but the whole battle was really nice and honestly entertaining. Then Russell, my man Russell, started on softs, and he was complaining throughout the first part of the race that the tires are getting really hot, and like, of course, the tires will be getting really hot, because like, you're on softs, that's the fastest tire, but at the same time, this is the fastest tire that gets hot the fastest. Hamilton was also complaining that his brakes are really hot. I don't know what was that about, but like, it's kind of repetitive when it comes to Mercedes and their brakes or tires being too hot, and that's not good. Oh, also, we had Carlos complaining to his engineers to basically tell to the team to let him through, because Carlos was also on softs, and basically Leclerc in front of him was on mediums, so technically Carlos was faster, but the team didn't let him through for some reason. In my opinion, I guess they could have let him through, because like, they were fighting. They were fighting each other for the place. And like, how bad can it be to let a driver pass if like, it's all about strategy? If Leclerc will overtake him just because of strategy, so why not? Why not let Carlos pass and just let him have a little bit of space in front and then play the whole overtaking thing with strategy, which they obviously did. So I don't know, it was really interesting from Ferrari. And then, you know what, Ferrari being really funny this weekend with also like Carlos talking on team radio, basically saying, if I see that Checo will pass, I'll box, but not yet. And then like a few seconds went by, and of course it's like the director's fault, maybe they put the team radio later than it actually was said by Carlos, but like a few seconds went by and then he was told to box. So I don't know if it's just the directors of like the, and like the producers that are responsible for the live television, but yeah, it was honestly, I was laughing when I heard that and saw that, but anyways, then a lot of like pit stops, and I wasn't even keeping track, but the most memorable thing that I remember was fucking Danny Ric driving on medium tires for 40 laps. 40 fucking laps, twice the distance than the tires can actually hold. So, and also in an AlphaTauri, so like, what the hell, the man is amazing. And Russell too, my man Russell changed his softs on lap 29 when he pitted for mediums. Also 29 laps on softs, which they are not supposed to last that long. And even considering that the tires are not supposed to last that long, he was complaining too that the tires are too hot, but he somehow made it to lap 29 when he was called into the pits and boxed for mediums. Like, these two are insane. Like, they are monsters. They were monsters for some reason. Then fucking Leclerc decided to speed in the pit lane. I don't know why, but like, he obviously had a huge lockup before going into the pit lane. We all saw that. We all saw the smoke coming off from the tires, and he still didn't slow down. So that's why he was given a 5-second penalty. And yeah, not good, but at the same time, I'm not even surprised, because like, it's Ferrari and the drivers are sometimes dumb and stupid, and like, can you do what you need to do and slow down? Like, you know this anyways. We also had a little incident between Perez and Piastri, where Perez was overtaking Piastri and he kind of pushed him off track, but at the same time he didn't, because like, he left some space. I mean, it was enough, but it was kind of on the lesser side, which Perez could have left a little bit more space. Yeah, I guess. So it was noted by the stewards, but there was no further investigation, so Perez didn't get a 5 seconds penalty for that, so I guess he was okay. Also, Lewis was really complaining that the car is slow, and he was asking the team if they turn the engine down, which, I mean, how can they turn the engine down during a race? They can't do that. They have engine modes before going into the race. I don't know what was that about. Maybe Lewis was really unhappy. I mean, not maybe, of course he was, but like, asking if the team did that while racing, I don't know. That's not how it's supposed to be, so I don't know what was that about, honestly. Alright, then coming towards the end of the race, Russell was asking the team if they can pit him, jumping ahead of myself, and I guess that was a tactic to throw other teams off if they are listening to the team radio of Mercedes, because after saying that, Mercedes told him basically, quote unquote, sure to lose places that way, end of quote, and basically Russell, after hearing that, pulled some pace out of his ass, out of nowhere, and he basically split the both Ferraris and was making his way through the entire field and racing the Ferraris, which was like amazing. While Hamilton is complaining about how the car is so slow, fucking Russell is battling the Ferraris and like throwing other teams off with his team radio. Like, another genius driver, just like Alonso on the grid. Honestly, I was thinking this while I was watching the race, that Russell really reminds me of Alonso, the way he thinks during a race, because like, some of the drivers don't think, they just race and basically listen to what the team and his engineer has to say on the team radio. But Alonso, Max also does that. Alonso, we all know that he does that. We all know how petty and how genius he can be if somebody sets him off. But Russell is kind of learning from the best, and he's with Carlos too. He's like, they're both kind of remind me of Alonso in some way when they do these little things, like Carlos becoming his own engineer and Russell throwing other teams off. I love that. I love that so much. Then the last thing that happened on lap 69. Yes, bro. Lap 69. I'm 12. I'm sorry. I'm not 12, but I laugh at stuff that basically 12-year-olds probably don't laugh at, but I do because it's so funny to me. Yeah, anyways. So basically, Logan started spun on lap 69 and he basically retired after that because people saw some smoke coming from his front tires, so I don't know, he was probably done, and Williams decided not to change his tires, and I don't know. Yeah, so basically he retired, both of the Alpines retired, and the race was done. Basically, our podium finishers were Verstappen in P1, P2 for Norris, and P3 for Perez, which is amazing because Perez finally like gained some places, got himself into Q3. He was also the driver of the day, which amazing, like truly amazing. This is how a team should operate. They should have both of the drivers in the points on the podium. If you have the fastest car on the grid, podium finishes are mandatory. victory. So yeah, amazing that Checo made it through. Then Norris and Piastri. Piastri came in P5, P2 for Norris. Once again, an amazing race from the McLarens, which is like, as I said in my last podcast episode, that they were once called the tractors and now they're not. They're not. They're actually performing, which is great to see. And I really hope that they keep this up because the races are more interesting this way. So yeah, then a P4 for Hamilton, which the man had his record-breaking pole position, 104th pole position, which he basically broke his own record, and he started the race from pole, but Max was better than him. Max got himself into the lead and Hamilton somehow dropped back down and came in P4. Then Russell came in P6, still in the points, a great recovery from P18. P7 for Leclerc and P8 for Sainz. So Leclerc, after receiving that 5 seconds penalty for speeding in the pit lane, ended up being P7, which is like still in the points. Both of the Ferraris are still in the points, so that's all that matters. I'm just not gonna talk about them because the Ferraris are a circus, are the clowns as always, so we're just gonna skip that. Alonso came in P9 and Stroll P10, so both of the Aston Martins in the points once again, all that matters because the hype train is dead. We're not gonna talk about that. P11 Albon, P12 Bottas, P13 Danny Ric. Danny Ric ended up being where he started in P13, which is okay. P14 Hulk, P15 Tsunoda, P16 Zhou, P17 Magnussen, and the rest are DNFs, which was Sargeant, Ocon, and Gasly. So that completes our finishing grid of the drivers that competed in the Hungarian Grand Prix. And yeah, that's about it.
But you know what the second most talked about thing that was after the Hungarian Grand Prix? It was how Lando broke Max's trophy. Basically, you know, the iconic celebration of Lando when he basically hits the bottom of the champagne bottle on the podium, like where the winner of the Grand Prix stands. So basically, Max left his trophy there, hit his bottle there, and basically, because of the vibration, the trophy of Max fell and it broke because it was made from porcelain, I think. And I saw somebody saying that basically 30 people made a single trophy for 6 months. So I don't know if it's that true. If that's actually true, that's breaking my heart. That's breaking my heart. That hurts so bad. Like the time and the amount of people that worked really hard to make those trophies, and fucking Lando just smashed it to pieces. And like the memes after that, Lando posting stuff that they Red Bull can use the Japanese technique of gluing porcelain together with tree sap, and saying sorry not sorry, the post-race interviews, and them saying that, oh, it was Max's fault and stuff like that. Bro, like the memes, immaculate. But that was the main thing that honestly happened at the Hungarian Grand Prix. It was Lando breaking Max's trophy. Because, like, honestly, the Grand Prix, in my opinion, wasn't so bad, but at the same time, it wasn't really good. It was kind of boring, so yeah.
Also, I want to give an update, as always, on Sebastian, because I love my man. My man. Thank you to my man. Anyways, my man was in LA. He was with his Germany CLGP team doing stuff. My man went through training so he could sit in that fucking boat and drive the boat and run across the boat. And yeah, he was basically like, when we have free practice sessions in F1, it was basically just practice for the boats too, for the F50s, that's what they're called. So my man was driving the boat. He was racing because like the boats are really fast. They can go really fast. So yeah, Seb was there. There are a bunch of pictures on his Instagram. You can visit also CLGP and see him. They did even a little interview with bro. The point that I want to get across here while giving this update of Seb, I missed my man so much. I missed seeing him smile, like, oh, seeing him drive that fucking stupid boat. That's what made me happy. That's what made me happy, made me smile. That's enough. At least I get to see his face. That's all I need, bro.
That's enough for me. If I don't see him driving in Formula One, that's okay. At least I get to see him driving a fucking stupid boat, because that's enough. When it's streamed live, when I can see it live, that's all that matters. When I can see it on Instagram, on Twitter, anywhere, trending under the hashtag of Where's Seb, that's all I need. That's enough for me. So yeah, that's a little update of Seb that I really wanted to talk about.
So I think that will be it for today's episode. A bit of a shorter one, but still an episode about a race weekend that happened in Hungary this time. And we have Belgium next. So I'll see you then. Thank you so much for listening, and bye.